A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
State fire officials are warning the public about a fire season that's extending long into the year. Two wildfires over the weekend, the Range Fire and the Fire Canyon Fire, were both human-caused. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, more than 61,000 ballots have already been processed here in Utah 2 weeks before the election. Salt Lake County leads the way with 31,000 ballots already turned in. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
A crash for Tooele County drivers southbound SR 36 Main Street at Canyon Road. And for those on I-15 northbound in Davis County, just a little heavy and slow as you're going from Clearfield up to Riverdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a sun and cloud 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at 70 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 15 days to the election, President Trump hits the campaign trail in Arizona and takes aim at Democratic opponent Joe Biden.
Look, he's gonzo, folks. He's gone. He has no idea. And the people that are running that party are radical, far-left maniacs. And you can't let this. This is the most important election in the history of our country.
ABC News listened in earlier today as the president unleashed his frustrations on an all-staff conference call.
President Trump continues to try and downplay the coronavirus pandemic, telling his campaign staff Monday on a conference call.
People are tired of COVID. Yep, there's going to be spikes. There's going to be no spikes. There's going to be vaccines. With or without vaccines.
The president's tried to shift the spotlight away from the pandemic and his administration's handling of the crisis. In recent days, he said the U.S. is rounding the corner on the pandemic, but the country is now reporting the highest daily numbers of COVID-19 cases since July. 41 states are seeing an increase in hospitalizations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker placing blame for a recent surge of COVID cases in his state.
The president is not modeling good behavior. That he is holding rallies with thousands of people, not encouraging mask wearing, not wearing a mask himself.
More than 40 states are reporting increases in cases and hospitalizations. Biden off the campaign trail today. He's meeting with advisors and doing debate prep. His running mate Kamala Harris is holding a drive-in event in Jacksonville, Florida. California Governor Gavin Newsom says any COVID-19 vaccine approved by the FDA must also get the okay from a newly created independent state review board.
These are top health experts that will independently review any FDA-approved vaccines.
Newsom says high-risk groups will get first priority for an approved vaccine. A reported magnitude 7.4 earthquake off Sand Point, Alaska. There's now a tsunami warning in effect for southern parts of the state. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We got the word yesterday Holly Courtier was found alive and well in Zion National Park after a two-week-long search effort. Utah County Sheriff's search and rescue member Sean Roundy joined Lee Lonsbury on Live Mike this afternoon. He says they generally end up rescuing two types of people from these remote locations. First, the unprepared.
You know, with COVID these days going on and all the things that we can't do, going to movies and stuff, there we have all noticed that there are a lot more people out hiking in the backcountry. And why not? It's beautiful and generally it's safe. But a lot of these people are novices and maybe they don't know about the 10 essentials. Maybe it's warm now and they don't realize it's going to be really cold later today and when they get to higher elevation. So there are a lot of unprepared people.
The second type, the unlucky.
Even if people are well prepared and very experienced, you can still twist an ankle in somewhere very remote and inaccessible and have really no way to get yourself down. As far as how search and rescue responds or treats these individuals, it's not much different. People have learned their lessons, so we're going to have a good time and try and lift their spirits and not look down on them. But we appreciate it when people do take precautions and bring food and water and lighting and those essentials.
Regardless of the reason, search and rescue crews are called out. Roundly says it's an honor and a privilege to provide this taxpayer-supported service, but he says you got to stay safe out there. KSL News Time 419. That's the In-Depth. This is Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Mounted America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident being called out 9th West at about 2100 South. And crews are still in the final cleanup of this crash westbound I-80 prior to the I-15 junction, but they did move it completely over to the right shoulder. Southbounders on I-15 in Salt Lake County, good speeds between downtown and Draper and Bluffdale. Michelle?
Look, and we do have this crash over in Tooele County. This is southbound SR-36 at Canyon Road. Not seeing a lot of delay, but just something to watch for. Now, if you're on 5600 West, that's getting busier. We have delays now spanning from I-80 down below 3500 Southwest Valley, where we have that construction. And Bankator Highway, scattered delays. This is going to go from Salt Lake into Taylorsville. Steve?
Well, northbound I-15 at good speeds, leaving downtown Salt Lake City as you roll into Davis County this afternoon. Just a bit thick there from Clearfield up to Roy. Got a crash affecting traffic in both directions, west and eastbound there on 12th Street at 700 West in Ogden. Northbound Highway 89, a little busy there, Cherry Lane. This year has had enough surprises. Make sure your furnace isn't one of them. Have it inspected by a licensed contractor, ensuring it runs safely and efficiently all winter. A message from Dominion Energy. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, the 7-day forecast. Welcome back, Kevin Eubank. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm okay, but what's this about snow this weekend? Is this real?
Yes, there's a potential. Let me tell you, we're going to go on a bit of a roller coaster ride. Today, we've got these partly cloudy to overcast skies. We're going to do that for the next couple of days. It stays very mild in the low to mid 70s. Partly cloudy Tuesday, mostly sunny Wednesday, back to partly cloudy on Thursday. Now, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, a cold front brushes through northern Utah, and we're going to drop big time. We're going to end up in the 50s for highs Thursday, Friday. It's going to be significantly cooler, and then our storm gets here Saturday night into Sunday. That will drop temperatures into the 40s, lows in the 30s, and yes, there is a chance for a little rain mixing with snow on the benches and even to the valley floors come Sunday morning.
All right, no slush balls out of this, no plows, no nothing.
No. And we'll keep an eye on it. These things can change. We're 6 days out, so we'll continue to watch it and update it right here for you.
Right. For the meantime, it's 70 degrees. Good to have you back, Kevin. KSL News Time 422.
Across the nation, America is moving forward, finding our footing, getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Goodfeet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. Our personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So, we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Goodfeet store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Amanda and I just love to talk about our friends at UCCU, and one of the reasons why is really the unique culture and the dedication that they've had through their entire existence, Amanda, of putting people over profits. That starts with something as simple as a low interest rate.
What is the rate on your credit card? Do you know? You ought to find out, because if it's not 6.75%, and I bet it's not, you need to get a UCCU credit card. Their credit card is 6.75% variable APR. Is that a terrific rate, Tim, or what?
Yeah, and it makes it so easy to not just purchase things on the card, but transfer higher interest balances from other lenders. And by the way, that's free. Here's the other thing. No annual fees, no other surprises. UCCU has you in mind. They're all about helping people make smart financial decisions.
It's like Josh from Spanish Fork says, I always know I'm getting the lowest rate when I work with UCCU. They have my back.
It only takes a few minutes to complete an online loan application at UCCU.com.
UCCU, love where you bank.
What's up, KSL? You only have 2 more weeks to take advantage of our free furnace sale. If you haven't called Any Hour Services yet to schedule your free estimate, today, Monday, October 19th, would be a great day to call. And here's why. After you meet with us, if you decide to get a new system, in addition to the free furnace, we're going to upgrade your system with a free germicidal UV light. All because you called today, 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. There's no pressure, no obligation to buy. All you're doing when you call today is scheduling a free estimate and locking in your free UV light if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Going into flu season, who wouldn't want a new germicidal UV light that's been proven to kill germs, bacteria, and viruses? 801-443-7400. If you're in the market for a new furnace and air conditioner, call Any Hour Services today, Monday, October 19th. Get all of the details and take advantage of this amazing deal. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services. Okay.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. NASA is teaming up with Nokia to put a 4G network on the moon. The agency wants there to be cell service up there when it builds a lunar base in 2028. KSL Drive's oil and gas are struggling, but ConocoPhillips is feeling optimistic. The oil giant is spending nearly $10 billion to take over a fracking company based in a West Texas oil field. Lottery payouts are down right now because ticket purchases dropped during the pandemic. But demand is increasing, and that's putting this week's Mega Millions jackpot at $86 million. The Powerball is at $91 million. On Wall Street, the Dow tumbled 410 points today, closing at 28,195. The S&P lost 56 points. The NASDAQ dropped 192. So which is worse, losing your job to COVID-19 or working with added responsibilities along with the fears about the virus? A new survey tells us how Americans feel.
If you're feeling stressed about your job due to COVID-19, you are not alone. A quarter of respondents to an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll say they're so worried they've considered quitting. Fear of contracting the virus is the top concern for respondents who work outside the home. Those working remotely say juggling home and business responsibilities is their biggest stressor. Over half, however, say their employers are doing enough to respond to the pandemic, and almost a quarter say they're going above and beyond. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now. Because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.